Hi, this is Pat Mullally of GolfGirls.com, and recently I had a chance to talk with Mary Holloway, the head golf professional for the town of Barnstable, about the basic rules that every golfer should know.
What are the basic rules that you think golfers, the minimum that golfers should know?
Well, if I was going to zero in a few things, I would think that etiquette is the number one thing. It's a lost art.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was brought up, I was taught etiquette. I mean, before you could even go on the golf course when you were younger, you know, you had to go through a certain amount of things. And if you didn't, you had a little respect for the golf course, you had respect for the professional, and, you know, what they said, him or her, it was law.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people don't understand that, you know, if you're out there playing and having fun, ready golf is good. But obviously, you want to respect the time and space of another person playing, meaning by that, you know, don't stand behind them when they're hitting. Don't stand in front of them when you're hitting. Don't talk while they're hitting. You know, on the green, I think, you know, ready golf is kind of out of it a little bit. You really need to let the person putt who's further away. But, you know, you don't walk in their line. You don't stand across from their line. I mean, things like that, people will step back because someone's in their way. I mean, you know, be aware of your whole surroundings and respect everyone on the golf course. You know, when you playing a golf hole and you go into the green and the next tee is on the right hand side, put your bag on the right hand side. Don't put your bag on the left hand side because then you're going to walk back and get it. You know, just certain etiquette things. That would be the one thing if I was going to give out to everybody. It would be etiquette. You know, kids nowadays, they go out and play 3 or 4 holes and they're mad, so they walk in. I mean, have patience.
That's it.
Be out there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So
I didn't realize. Yeah.
You know, just things like that. You know, when I was a child, if I walked off the golf course, I probably wouldn't have been on it for another month.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think things are lost like that. And, you know, everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's in a hurry. I'm not promoting, you know, slow golf, but, you know, you're out there. It's going to take a certain amount of time. Hopefully, you know, not too long.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just respect everybody around you.
Right.
I mean, that would be key. Obviously, some basics like, you know, a lost ball or lateral hazard or unplayable lie. Some of those are basic rules. I'm not going to go into every one of them, but, you know, there's rule books. You can get one, and they're hard to read.
Have rather archaic legalese language.
Yeah. Number one is to go to the definitions, and in each definition, it'll tell you what certain terminology means.
Mm.
Number two, you would always, if you're playing metal play or match play, that's something you really want to know for the rules. And all else fails in stroke play, if you're playing and you don't know the rule, you can hit 2 golf balls,
mm-hmm.
and then when you come in, you can get the official of the tournament. This is if you're playing in a tournament. They will give you the ruling and give you the what score to put
so
on.
So if you or the group are totally confused about what the real thing to do.
Yeah.
Actually play 2 balls, right
from the same
tee
spot.
Or from wherever to the hole.
Yeah. Well, you play 2. I mean, somebody might say, you know, this is